Hello, welcome to the DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. Want to share with you a little bit about what we talked about on Sunday as we continued in our series Detours, where we're talking about how God can use our wrong turns to get us to the right place. We know in the series that God has promised Abraham that his offspring will be a nation that the entire world will be blessed through his line. He doesn't have any children, and he's talking to the Lord, and the Lord says, look, I promise you, you're going to be a strong nation. They're going to go down into another nation to serve and eventually come out after 400 years, and they are going to have many possessions and inherit the land eventually. And so God makes this promise, but what happens in the meantime? And that's where we get into how Abraham had Isaac, Isaac had Jacob, and then Jacob had 12 sons. Two of those sons, Joseph and Judah, have a really interesting interaction in their life that we can learn from. As we know that, Joseph was the favored kid. His brothers were jealous. He was sold into slavery, and it was really Judah's idea. Last week, we talked about how Judah went off the rails with Tamar, but he had a turning point where he realized that, his daughter-in-law was more righteous than he was. And that turning point really played itself out as Joseph ends up going down to Egypt. Joseph works for Potiphar, was put in the royal prison, and eventually through the providence of God, he was raised up to become the leader over Egypt, just second in command to Pharaoh. What had happened was God was revealing to him that there were going to be 7 years of famine. 7 years of plenty, and then followed by 7 years of famine that would swallow up all of the good years that they had. So Joseph, during those 7 years, stored up so much grain that they would be able to withstand the famine. But during the time of famine, it was his brothers and his family that were starving. And so they heard that there was food in Egypt to go, that they could go buy. So Jacob sent all his sons down to Egypt to go buy food. They run into Joseph through incredible circumstances. And Joseph basically, doesn't reveal himself, but sends them home, gives them their money back that they were coming to pay for the food, but says, don't come back down unless you bring your little brother, Benjamin, which is Joseph's birth brother. And, at some point they realize that they're running out of food again. They need to buy more. But Jacob won't let them take Benjamin down. And so, they promise that they're going to bring him back. They go down. They run into Joseph again. And Joseph, they take the food. They're getting ready to leave. And Joseph had a cup placed in Benjamin's bag, then sends his officials out as they are leaving and says, whoever has the cup that was stolen and has to stay with me. And they are, of course, indignant, saying, there's no way, we didn't take it. It was all a setup to test the brothers. And sure enough, Benjamin is found with the cup and he's supposed to be brought back. But this time, instead of selling their little favored brother into slavery, this time they're going to go back and they're going to plead for his life. And it was Judah who goes before Joseph and basically sells the whole case of why they should let the little brother go. And here's what he says at the end of chapter 44, verse 33. Judah says this, now therefore, please let your servant remain instead of the boy as a servant to my Lord, and let the boy go back with his brothers. For how can I go back with my father if the boy is not with me? I fear to see the evil that would find my father. So here's Judah, who at one time in his life didn't care what his father thought, enough so to sell his favored son into slavery and then tell him that his son was dead. Now here he is, the same man saying, don't let that little boy, the favored little boy who reminds his dad so much of his brother, don't let him go. I'll take his life. I will go and be the slave. Send him free. This is the point, I think, is that it's so easy for us to get on the wrong path. There's sometimes the detours happen to us, and sometimes we just make wrong turns. But in the case of Judah's life, here's what it looks like to be back on the right path, that it's going to resemble the heart of the Lord. That for Judah, here he is now saying, no, I sacrifice my life. I give up my life for his. That's how you know you're heading in the right path, is that your heart is starting to resemble the heart of the Lord. And as you turn to God in humility, he starts to change you. Something happened with Judah when he realized that he was not righteous. And from there on out, we see a change in him, and it starts to resemble exactly the kind of thing that God would have us do in our lives. So wherever you're at, you're never too far from God. The key then is in humility, is to turn back to God and allow Him to start to transform your heart. God, I pray that we would have hearts that resemble You. God, transform us day by day to look more and more like Your Son. God, we appreciate this story because it says that no one is too far from You. God, help us in humility turn to You in all cases, that You would lead us to be more and more like Your Son, Jesus. It's in Your name we pray. Amen. Take a second and reflect on where you're at in your journey with the Lord and where God might be calling your heart to be more and more like His. Till next time, God bless.